This is Craig from The Res, and you're listening to Radio Brendo Man with Captain Phil Vecchio.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
And Andrew was saying that there's a Tom and Jerry cartoon movie that came out that is basically the old Willy Wonka movie with Tom and Jerry thrown in.
Like, does it have the songs? That's crazy.
Gotta check that out.
Tom and Jerry is great. I mean,
they made a lot of weird... There's like a Tom and Jerry movie that only came out in South America.
Really?
Yeah.
There were a lot of, like,
remember that,
movies.
Like, 90s one where they, like, sang?
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
I was not... Well, just the fact that they talked.
But they're still making new ones.
Yeah.
Like, my kids know Tom and Jerry from some of the
But
new
don't
stuff.
They talk now?
I think Tom does
I think
sometimes.
It's all the talking that was... Because that one that came out in the 90s was supposed to be a big deal. I was not having it because they were singing and they were talking. And that's not Tom and Jerry. But, because remember, Tom and Jerry, there was the other mouse, the little baby mouse that talked. Because, like, he talked.
That's okay, though. And there's other... Like, the dog talks sometimes.
It's true.
But... Yeah, I think in the new ones, though, like the ones the kids have watched,
remember
I don't
the French
think
mouse?
Much. Yeah.
Man, Tom and Jerry is great.
Also, like, super violent.
Yeah. I also like how, like, I mean, Itchy and Scratchy is like
a great basically,
parody of that, but Tom and Jerry,
good
great.
Stuff.
Did you ever, like, did I ever negatively influence you to, like, fight
I totally fight people. No, absolutely not. I think we were just talking about this the other day. Like,
wasn't Tom like always trying to kill Jerry?
He was
basically
trying to eat him. Like, that's the whole thing.
Oh yeah, because he'd like run in his mouth.
Yeah, and then he's like, and then he like, you know, lights a fire in his mouth, and he's boom, and then he gets out because he never chews.
Andrew says there's some songs.
Okay,
and there's an IMDb page. There's a, do you know, like, I remember Derek and I talked about this because Derek was obsessed with this stuff. There was a Tomcat movie that came out somewhat recently.
Tomcat, like the old cartoon?
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of random stuff.
Top Cat, yeah.
So there was a Top Cat movie that came out.
No.
There's a lot of random stuff.
Not, no, I mean,
well, do you remember,
Top Cat.
Well, were you a fan? Okay, here's the question.
Okay.
It skipped theaters. Were you a fan of the Jetsons movie?
Yeah, is that the one where they
with the
meet
Tiffany
the,
song?
The Flintstones?
No, the Jetsons, one? The freaking theatrical movie that had, like, CG and, like,
I don't
the
know if
movie.
I even ever saw that one.
Oh, that was like a big deal.
I know the one where they meet the Flintstones.
That's the Simpsons, that's the Jetsons meet the Flintstones.
That one's great.
I'm talking about the Jetsons theatrical movie that came out in the mid-late 90s.
I don't know if I ever saw it.
It was a big deal.
I don't know, maybe.
It did not do well.
That's probably why. I didn't even know it was
I
out.
I saw it in the theater.
I don't know, is it a CGI one?
It wasn't, there was CGI scenes.
Okay.
This was like mid-90s. Where it was like a novelty.
I don't
Tiffany,
think I ever saw it.
Like, I think they replaced the voice of whoever they had originally hired as Judy with Tiffany. Huh. And then she, like, Judy, like, was sang songs. And, like, yeah, man.
No, I don't think I saw that.
You never saw that?
Mm-mm. But I love the Flintstones crossover.
Okay.
That's good
Here's
stuff.
Here's another Jetsons question.
Okay.
Did you like that little, like, when they added, like, the springy... What was that little, like, creature that they added?
It's always going to be
with, like, the springs. It had, like, spring feet. It's like, all of a sudden, we have this little, like, puffball thing.
Yeah. Anytime they go to that, like, okay, we're...
What was that show where they added Shmoo? And now with Shmoo? And then Shmoo got his own show?
Yeah,
and it was, like, the new Shmoo show? That was like one of those Hanna-Barbera ones.
Yeah, I can't remember which
people,
one it was.
People, we're dating ourselves. Cause this is like, this was stuff that had already happened before we were even born.
Yeah, but
they, that was like always on.
Of all that
like,
stuff. Yeah.
It's weird that a lot of the stuff that we watched when we were younger, like was like really old. Like Scooby-Doo, they weren't even making new Scooby-Doo like when we were
stuff.
Young until they made the Vincent Price, the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. That was new. And I think some of the Scrappy-Doo stuff was made like in the early 80s.
Yeah.
But all the the like classic Scooby-Doo, but we just watched it all in reruns. Same thing with all the Yogi Bear, like wacky races. Although Treasure Hunt, they did make new stuff, cause Treasure Hunt was kind of like a redo of Wacky Races, but more, they all teamed up together in Treasure Hunt. But, cause I love that show. I was all about Treasure Hunt.
All the Hanna-Barbera stuff. I mean, all the Disney ones. But
who was the Shmoo one? It was like some weird thing.
Wasn't it? It was from...
He was like just some character. They threw in something.
It wasn't Flintstones kid, was it?
No.
No,
this
that's
is like,
Kazoo.
You're thinking about that. This is like some weird thing where it was like all of a sudden there's this character named Shmoo. And then he got his own show. What was that one though in the Jetsons? What was it called?
I don't know. Jetson springy.
It was
guy.
A springy fluffball thing.
But all of those cartoons, that's what they have. After
if you have like a basically talking dog, why do you need a fluff? Well, I think they found him somewhere. Like, didn't they like go to some other planet? And then like Elroy is like, I found this thing.
The crazy weird creatures in cartoons are the equivalent of adding a cute kid in the sitcom. Like,
it's basically the Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, it's the Cousin Oliver of shows.
Well, then you have shows like Punky Brewster, which the way they differentiated was at the beginning, from the beginning, like she has this friend Glomer. Like, what?
Yeah, where the cartoon is like not even remotely related to.
Cause I love the openings, we've talked about this, the opening sequence of Punky Brewster, the title is all about how one day she was in the park and she saw the end of the rainbow and then she found Glomer and then he's supposed to see, but then like he has to be back before the rainbow's gone, but she kept him too long. That's all in the opening credits of the show.
And this is a show, mind you, that took
about
place in a very real world.
In Chicago.
Except for the Halloween one, so maybe there is a little precedent there.
That is true. Did you ever, I gotta find the other really scary episode. Orbity.
Oh, Orbity. Andrew there in the chat hooked us up.
Okay, so there's one other bonkers, it's not as bonkers as the, like, camping episode where they get trapped in that tunnel monsters and there's the sentient spirit that is 100% real.
And the wall people.
And the wall guy. Ugh. And the, oh my gosh.
The people stuck people
stuck in the walls. And the skeleton Brandon. And the possessed. When Alan gets all possessed.
The dog. What happens to the dog?
The dog turns into a skeleton.
Skeleton dog.
And, okay. Ugh. So the only other, the one that I, and this is, here's what I remember of it. This might not be exact.
Okay.
So there's like this creepy old lady that lives in the apartment complex and she like, Shmoo came from Little Abner.
Oh, okay. And then went on to his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's very weird.
Little Abner was around forever. Little Abner was such a huge deal. I mean, again, Dogpatch USA, actual theme park.
Oh man, I've done a lot of reading about that place.
Really?
So weird.
It was open. We could have gone there, should have gone there.
But not riding on a Forerunner because then you would have gotten decapitated.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
We could still go there though, it's abandoned now.
Just don't ride through there.
Yeah.
Who knows what other traps there are.
Ugh. So, what was I talking about? Oh yeah.
Scary.
So, the other scary Punky Brewster. So here's what I remember of the episode.
Okay.
There's a scary old lady. Punky and her friends think she's an actual witch, and then like she somehow she like traps Punky in her apartment.
Oh gosh! Oh yeah,
and, like,
kidnapping. So that's not
and
scary.
Then like Mike from Fenster Hall, TK Carter, has to like save her.
That's
she gets kidnapped by a witch.
That's almost
that's
more
living
scary
in their apartment
than,
complex.
Like, the other one, because that's like real.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know how when you're a little kid, you imagine things.
That other one,
but that one delivered. So I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
So we'll see. I have to find it though. I don't know if it's on the seasons that I have, or if I have to find it.
Dude, I would like to see that because if it's anything even remotely like the cave one, it'd be worth watching.
Dude, Perils of Punky. If you haven't seen it. We've talked about it enough. Everybody needs to look it up.
Bonkers.
It's bananas. Descriptions of it do not do it justice.
And I was very skeptical before you showed it to me because I'm like, okay.
Because it's Punky Brewster.
Come on. How bad could... No, it's messed up. It's weird.
It's a weird show.
It's very weird.
Cause like when they put Punky like in danger, like she's really in frickin' danger.
Yeah.
That show had serious stakes. Henry almost died for real like multiple times. They found a dead body in Punky's place.
That's, yeah.
Also, Henry opened a restaurant called Punky's Place.
That's right.
In later years. And there was one where like a guy died.
In the restaurant.
In the restaurant, and they didn't know what to do. That's a freaking episode.
Hey, kids.
I also remember another time they snuck into the mall to, like, something about a pig. I don't know. There's always weird stuff going on in that show.
So, apparently so. I did not remember it being that weird, but...
Oh, here we go. Man, look at Andrew. He's like our research assistant. Season 2, episode 10, Love Thy Neighbor with the Witch Neighbor.
Ooh, that sounds even creepier with the title.
Love Thy Neighbor.
Yeah. That's even more messed up.
Oh, he got the...
Oh, he's got like a whole giant like...
Okay. It's a giant. On Halloween, Punky tries to play a practical joke on elderly neighbor Isabel Peavy as revenge for the way she treated Punky, Sherry, and Alan. Isabel is a mean old lady, and Punky's friends think Isabel is actually a witch. When Isabel sees Punky trying to play the flying foamy trick on her...
What the heck is that?
Isabel takes Punky inside apartment, and terrified Punky runs back out, unintentionally leaving Brandon behind in Isabel's apartment, and Isabel may not want to give Brandon back. Punky gets Mike. Yeah, see, like,
okay.
So it's Brandon that's trapped in the apartment. Punky gets Mike to go to Isabel's apartment to get Brandon, and Isabel explains to Mike the reason why she's so mean, because of something that happened years ago. Isabel absolutely loved dancing. 12 years ago, while Isabel was on her way to the Starland Ballroom to do some dancing, a kid on a bicycle collided with her and didn't even stop. Ever since then, because of the resulting hip injury, Isabel has been unable to dance, and she has hated kids ever since that day. Now Isabel becomes angry at Mike's attempts to offer some help to her, and she shows Mike and Brandon out of her apartment. Mike tells Punky what Isabel told him, and Punky now wants to be Isabel's friend. Punky, Mike, and Brandon later go back to Isabel's apartment, but she's not answering her door, which is unusual for her. Mike kicks the door down, and they see Isabel laying on the floor, obviously in pain. Isabel explains that she fell and that her hip hurts. Isabel is rushed to the hospital, where she undergoes hip replacement surgery, and after she recovers, she's able to dance again. Realizing that her life was saved by a child, Isabel rediscovers herself and apologizes for being so mean. Then she takes Henry out dancing.
Oh my gosh, dude. What the heck?
It shows Punky Brewster is crazy.
That's like a kid's sitcom.
Yeah. There was also an episode. Punky Brewster may have traumatized me a bit as a child, even though it was my absolute favorite show. Because there's another episode. Remember when, like, the Night Stalker thing was happening?
Oh, yeah.
And she's, like, convinced that the Night Stalker's gonna kill her. And Henry's like, that's in California. We're in Chicago. And it's just kind of scary. Because she's like, and he's like, well, I can never 100%, I can't guarantee that it's one of those
with
things.
With the 80s shows, yeah. They're guaranteeing safety of kids.
I know. We might get divorced. You might get killed.
You might get murdered. I can't guarantee you won't. Yes, you can. You could say that.
And then there's another episode where, like, Henry, like, takes too much sleeping pills, and she's trying to get him to stop taking sleeping pills.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, there's the one where Sherry gets, like, trapped in the refrigerator. Everybody knows about that one.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Then there's the one where, like, her neighbor's dad is, like, drunk driving, and, like, nobody believes her. So she just, like, the next day when she's supposed to get in the car, that's the one where she comes out wearing, like, it's in the credits where she's wearing, like, a catcher's mask and, like, a catcher's outfit and, like,
that's
padding. And that's why she's wearing the padding, because she knows that she's going to be in a car with a drunk driver, because nobody believes her that the dad is drunk driving.
And that's what's in the credits.
Yes. It's like in the opening credits, it's like, I'm wearing padding, but you don't know why. It's because she knows she's going to have to get in a car with a drunk driver and she might die.
Man, they just don't make them like that anymore.
When Henry had like a bleeding ulcer and I didn't know what that meant and I was like convinced I was going to have a bleeding ulcer. And that's when he loses Punky and she has to go. First, she gets adopted by this rich family and they're horrible. Then she has to go to Fenster Hall because they were trying to make this spinoff called Fenster Hall about like orphans and an orphanage.
Man, you have an encyclopedic knowledge of Punky Brewster.
There's also the one where Margot's family loses all their money because they're rich. I think it was like a condemnation of rich people.
But she gets rich again though.
I think so.
They must.
It's like, oh, daddy got all his, daddy reinvested all his money. We're rich again.
So really, they didn't learn anything.
I don't know.
You want to learn something?
I wish I had a friend like Alan, though. He seemed pretty cool.
Be nice to hang out. You want to learn something?
What?
Let's learn about some rock cards.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. That was the Punky Power.
Punky Power. All right. For those that don't know, we got these pack of rock cards from 1991. I'm going to read the name, tell you a little bit about the person. You got to tell me what they're from. Look at this. Rock climbing. David Lee Roth.
Man, he is rock climbing.
He's like on the face of a cliff.
Is this when he was solo? By 91, he was solo.
Let's find out.
I don't think he was definitely not in Van Halen anymore.
Yep, just solo. David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
You're good.
Diamond Dave.
That's the one we haven't had before.
That is a
I would have remembered the rock climbing. It's weird that that's like the picture they've got there. Justin Hayward. He looks more like he'd be singing with Michael Bolton than
he looks like rock somebody's band. Dad.
He's lead guitar slash vocals.
I have no idea.
I don't recognize. Oh, Moody Blues. We got another Moody Blues. This is Testament.
It's very questionable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they rock, I guess, sure. We got a band one for Anthrax.
Nice. Scott Ian, a person I've seen numerous times at Comic-Con.
There you go. Scotty Hill, guitar player.
I know we've had that before,
yeah, we have.
I can't remember.
Skid Row. All right, Alec John Such. He's such a... Interesting Such, facial hair there.
What's going on with that? Is that like a soul patch?
Yeah, but it's like a straight line straight down the
Remember
middle
Remember when
of the
Steve
face.
Was all about that yeah. soul patch?
Yeah.
He it's played, not very metal.
No, well, I don't know, but he had the long hair to go with it, so I guess that worked.
Yeah.
He plays
That's more of
guitar.
A grunge thing. Not even a grunge thing. That's like a coffee house thing.
He's regarded by his band to be the Gypsy King, whatever that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did you know that Gypsy is a derogatory term?
And you had mentioned that at some point, yeah.
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 Shouldn't say it.
Well, I just read the card, man.
It's bad.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
He is from Bon Jovi.
Hmm.
He looks kind of like Paul McCartney in that picture.
John Bovey.
John Bovey. Oh, this is another. This is a band card. This is the other one I kept trying to think of. Along with... Salty Dog is Junkyard.
Junkyard, yeah, that
Junkyard
was the other,
is the other one.
What does it say about Junkyard?
Junkyard, hailing from the Lone Star State of Texas, Junkyard blends rough and ready blues attitude with classic rock influences. After moving to Hollywood in 1986, band founders David Roach and Chris Gates hooked up with drummer Patrick Michael Muzingo, bassist Clay Anthony, and guitarist Brian Baker and hit the local club circuit.
And no one heard of
After
them ever
two
again.
Years of honing the sound, they were signed to Geffen Records and entered the recording studio to record their self-titled debut LP, a rock and rollin' collection of singles featuring Simple Man, Hollywood, and Hands Off Blues.
Those giant hits.
Yeah.
I know I listen to Hands Off Blues.
But B-L-O-O-Z-E Blues.
What?
Blues, as you can see right there.
Yeah, that was a huge hit.
Tom Kiefer, we've definitely had this one before, because that's like the lowest cut shirt of all. Vocals, guitar, songwriter, do you remember?
No.
Cinderella. Look at that loose tie. Man, what's the point of a tie if you're wearing it that low?
It's like a scarf.
But it's tied like a tie.
Might as well be a scarf.
I don't know. Maybe it is a scarf. But it's a tie scarf.
A tarf?
A tarf. A sty? Paul Taylor, guitar player.
That is some hair.
That I mean, that's a full perm.
My mom would be envious
Winger.
Of that.
He's got a police badge on his
oh my gosh.
Jacket there.
That's illegal.
Well, maybe it's like...
That is impersonating a police officer.
Yeah, but maybe it's like a like junior ranger badge or something. You can't really tell.
That's exactly if you can't tell.
Uh-huh. But you know what you can tell? Alex Skolnick is a guitar player from Berkeley, California.
Skolnick.
He's the thinking man's heavy metal musician. From Testament. Hmm. Think about that.
I'm thinking.
Janie Lane.
Yeah, that would be from, I believe, from Poison, maybe.
Close. Warrant.
Warrant. One of those.
I don't know why that's
Look at that freaking cowboy hat, though.
Oh, Rachel Bolan.
We got a lady.
But I think that's
a
dude.
Didn't we figure out that that's not
yeah,
a lady?
I think we did.
Yeah. Rachel. Boy.
Rachel. Yeah, that's definitely a dude. Rachel yeah. Bolan from Skid Row. Right. Yeah, because I remember saying it's either, yeah, that's him.
But what if it's Rachel?
Rachel?
That's Rachel.
Russell. It's pronounced like Russell. Russell. Rob McKillop.
Oh, I should know that.
He likes soccer and mountain biking. That's pretty Ooh. Metal. And he's from Exodus. There
soccer,
he is.
Soccer, metal.
Fixing his guitar string, his bass string.
Looks like Christopher Guest there.
He does. It looks a lot like Christopher Guest. Then we got a band card from Megadeth. And
we should enter that contest.
We should enter the contest. I think it might have expired back in 1992.
Is that a Megadeth sticker?
Then we got General Vic Launch for Megadeth. Yep. And that's it. That's our rock cards.
Vic, the skeleton guy.
There we go. David Lee Roth. I like that we got a Junkyard Band card finally.
Nice. Well, if you want to discuss this or anything else on the show, or you got other cool things you found online, or you want to talk about some weird Punky Brewster or something, you can do that at our Facebook group. Just look up Radio Brendo Man on Facebook, or go to RadioBrendo.com and click the Facebook group link. It's also got links to our subreddit.
Yeah.
Stephen Day actually commented on something in there.
In the subreddit?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's exciting. It's exciting. Yeah.
Got some action. And I commented back.
It's good.
He's talking about he remembered getting a zip drive and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Old technology old talk.
We also, as Phil said before, we're making good on some of the Kickstarter stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of things in motion. We actually, I will be delivering this week, or hopefully tomorrow, because I got all the files now, all the ringtones. For those of you guys who got the ringtones, we finally
have
that
ready. I'm sure people are waiting with bated breath.
They are.
If anybody out there is actually using a freaking...
Please send us a video of you answering your phone after having one of our ringtones.
I think we put that call out before.
And
that
it didn't happen. And with this batch, I will also include the Kickstarter ones from last time. That's part of the bonus there for it taking so long. Because I know you want them all.
I haven't heard the new ones.
Oh, I got there's some good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good. Matthew put them together once again, my brother. So
don't forget about the Clicker Heroes clans. You said there's some room in Mandarin Orange Show.
There's still room in the Mandarin Orange Show one.
The other one is John space goo space bang space do.
Right.
And yours is Mandarin space orange space show.
Yes. Capital letter at the beginning of each word.
Same with good John goo bang do.
Yeah.
Radio Brendo Man's full.
It is. Well, I kicked mine out and I haven't gotten new ones.
I know
yet,
all of these people and I don't want to kick any of them out.
You don't want to kick anyone out.
Unless I could, I don't know, let's see. What do we got?
Who's the lowest?
The lowest, I think, is your brother.
Member there. Let's see.
Oh no, it's Mark Ariano. But he's only one level behind
Matt.
And then that's Matt BB. And I don't think any of these guys have played. They haven't moved at all.
Yeah.
Kevin's has moved a little bit. I'm like in the middle, and then all these guys, although Siege O I don't think has moved a lot, but then your brother, I don't know what's going on there. And then these three are top three, Scooter Booty, I'm not sure who that is.
Oh, Kermit is above Kermit. The red.
Kermit like surged
Man.
Forward like huge, cause Craig was like way ahead of everybody. Kermit is at 41,389, which that's insane.
That's a lot of levels.
Well, I mean, we're like super far on our thing here. I mean, you were like saying you're on like the 20, level 20 or something.
Yeah, you're immortal
we're
guy.
We beat 499. We're going to be on 500 tomorrow.
Man. Yeah, we're down in the low 20s. But we got room for new people. We can grow together. So come and join us.
Well, I'm back in it.
All right. So, also interesting update here. I didn't write this in there, but I have an interesting, a fun story about the Marmaduke book.
Oh yeah, what's going on with the Marmaduke book?
Alright, so I told you last week about how I called and left a message, and then I talked to the lady at the town hall.
Yeah.
And I never heard back from, our friend.
The guy.
So I called again, and the lady there remembered me, and she gave me another phone number, and another one of the members was a lady this time, left another message, did not hear back. So, I was waiting a couple days, this is all, in the span of a week, and I didn't want to be super irritated with the lady at town hall, and right as I'm about to call, I get an email from the guy who is the one who's been the contact all throughout, but I'm really confused by the email because it's asking me to like place an order and blah, blah, blah. And I look closer at it and I realize I think we might have like, an old, you know, older person or something that doesn't know quite how internets work because he sent me the order that he was sending to the place that makes the bricks, placing the order for the brick I've been bugging him about.
Months ago.
Months and months ago. I mean, we ordered it, what, last year, and I've been writing him ever since, you know, with contact. In last January, he told me it was going to be ordered. And now he sent me the order that he's sending to the guy. He's like, hey. But not only did he send my order, he sent me orders for like three other people who I now have contact information for and phone numbers and addresses and all that
stuff. That's like a privacy breach.
It is a huge, and I don't think he meant to do it. Either he blind carbon copied me because he thought, oh, I'll let him know that way he's in on the conversation. Because it does have the email address from the other guys. So either he did it on purpose. Or he doesn't realize that he just emailed all of our contact information to all the other people that are on the list. I don't know. I don't know who else it was sent
to. So then what happened?
So that's it. That happened like yesterday or 2 days ago.
But he sent it to the place has the order?
So the place has the order now. He just finally ordered it. So they have the order now.
Did he send them the money?
I don't know.
Where'd the money go?
I'm assuming he did. Like, I'm assuming they got the money. I don't know how it works. Or maybe it's like, maybe it's in-house and it's a guy that does it there. Because their website seems to be linked to it, so I don't know. But one way or another, he's placed the order with me. but
do you know the order went to the right
place?
Well,
yes, because the main address it was to the right
place. Were you in the BCC?
I was in BCC.
He probably BCC'd everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So did he mean to, thinking, oh, this is how I'm going to let everyone know I ordered it.
He probably thought it was fine to, like, everybody to have.
But now I have everyone's information.
How many people's?
I mean, there's like four.
Did they order bigger bricks?
Yeah, but also these are
what
like
were the other ones? Did you see what they ordered?
There were just people's names. Like, oh. Nobody did anything like ours did. So I don't know. But this is the best part. So in the email to it, he says, okay, because like one of them, they had a typo and they wanted it fixed.
Okay.
Another one was like a brand new order. And there was another one that was like ours that got overlooked, right? I think there's four orders including ours. And then he said, and by the way, and this is why I think maybe that's internal, because he said, can you remove the option from the website to order a replica brick now? We're not doing that anymore. So I don't know, like...
Are we getting a replica brick?
We are. Like, ours was the last one. He's like, now we're not doing anymore. So did he not want us to get it? I don't know. Like, it's so confusing. But I think now it's been ordered. It's got, the guy has my address and phone number, I know, because it's on the thing. So... I guess it's been ordered and it should be on a way at some point.
Why are they just now ordering it?
I don't know.
Did you
know.
Ever get like an apology or
no,
anything?
No, like the only confirmation I've gotten is this like blind carbon copy of the thing he sent to the place where it was ordered. So this will be interesting to follow here and see. I'm going to call him again this week and just be like, hey, I got your email. Looks like it's been ordered. Thank you. That kind of thing. But yeah, this just came down the pipes. Again, after leaving several more messages and talking to the lady at the town hall, they're very nice, and
They're very nice.
I don't think it's a...
I think it's definitely a Parks and Rec.
Exactly.
You're dealing with Jerry.
I think Jerry placed the order. Honestly, I think that's what we're dealing with.
Jerry was in charge of the Marmaduke bricks.
Because, so I don't know. Be careful who you blind carbon copy and what information you send out to the internet, because... I'm not a nefarious person, but I now know that at least four other people.
What if they have your phone number?
They
now?
Do, but
they're going to steal your identity.
If they do, they're people that ordered a Marmaduke brick, so I think I'm in good company.
Oh my gosh! So I realized the other day that we're going to like run out of Marmaduke.
We are. We need more Marmaduke.
And I found out it's a dog's life in particular because I put a link to it because I'm like, I've never linked to this before.
Right. People want to follow along.
It's $16 used on Amazon, this particular book. And then I was worried. I'm like, are all these expensive? They're not. I actually put them on my Amazon wish list just so I don't have to go, cause some of them you have to like dig through.
Right.
And I think I found like, there's a ton. There's at least 15 of these books.
Well, I'd be willing to bet.
But okay, cause at first I was like, oh, I'll get the ebooks, but the new ebooks that are out, cause you can get them on Amazon, they are just individual gag a day strips.
It's the newer stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the weekly, cause so I'm like, we need
the old school
stories. Well, I think they're the Sunday ones are these ones.
Okay.
Because, like, the Sunday one is, like, a multi-panel. So this is a
collection of the Sunday.
And that's what I think. Either or that, maybe at some point he switched to Gaga Day. But now well, they know, still do the story ones on Sundays.
But I feel now. Like, oh, they still do it even yes. now. Okay.
So well, I don't know. But I do know that the new online-only books are just the single panel well,
this,
stuff.
I feel like this
and that
is what
won't
we
work.
Need here, yeah.
We definitely need those, but there are tons of those, so I have a whole bunch of them.
That's good.
And some of them, like, there's some that are a little bit pricey. There's a Marmaduke Treasury that I kind of want to get that's like $25.
I would be willing to bet that might be a thing you could look for a lot of on eBay.
Yeah.
Get like a
well,
bunch of them.
Cause my mom, she had said that if she knew how much we liked these, cause she said the guy that she went and bought these from had like 20 of them and they were $2 a piece.
Okay.
Or like $1 a piece. So, but then she went back and they were gone. But I'm sure we could find them.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm going to look. But
I would check eBay cause I bet you there's like a, you know, yeah. someone's got a lot of them for $5 or something.
I just, yeah. So, I'm...
Yeah, because we are...
For a minute, I was worried. I'm like, uh-oh.
We're like halfway through this book. And we got a little bit to go here, but yeah. it's not going to last forever. We've gone through a book and a half of Marmaduke on the show. That's pretty impressive.
It is. You know what else is impressive is Mountain Room Escapes.
It is.
Well, I forgot. I skipped myvacationpants.com.
Oh, yeah.
You have a guest article.
I'm the guest columnist or
talking
something.
About taking the adventure
route. Yeah. I guess I'm going to write some more of them sometimes.
You're a travel writer now.
Yeah, because Janelle, you know, wants to have more consistent, you know, release times for stuff. So I'm going to help do some of that.
Also, be sure to check out the Mandarin Orange Show.
Yes.
What's your release schedule going to be like over the summer?
Well, like I said, I'm bringing our computer and we're going to try to get stuff out, you know, fairly.
Do you even know what your internet access is going to be like?
Most of the hotels we're at have internet, like, That's for good. Free. Not all of them. Some of them we're going to be out in like a country farm.
When you're on the cruise, you don't.
Cruise we won't at all. So yeah. I'll be like completely, cause our phone.
How many nights
stuff,
is that?
That's 7 nights. Man. So we'll be completely incommunicado at that point.
What is the food going to be like on an Italian cruise?
I don't know. I think.
What's the cruise line?
I want to say it's MSC. Is that right?
What's that?
It's like Mediterranean
surfer
cruises,
chat.
But it's not surfer. I don't remember what the S stands
Super
for.
Super cruise.
Something like that. It's a brand new ship. We're on like the second or third sailing ever of this ship.
What if there's technical difficulties?
Well, it's possible. But it's like a smart ship, they're calling it.
It's a
so
smart
like,
ship.
Yeah, like for instance, like in the main hall, it's got the world's largest LCD dome, I want to say. So it's like the Great Hall in Harry Potter. Ooh. Like you walk in there and at night, like it's stars.
Oh, nice.
Or it looks like a storm or blah, blah, blah. Like they change the entire, or they can make it look like a roof. They have in their store, they have like Minority Report stuff where you can like virtually try on the clothes in front of like screens.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
They also have like 3 or 4 water slides, like in a little water park. It's a huge ship. It's one of the larger ships ever made.
Man.
And it's like brand new. Like we're like the second or third sailing, something like that.
I'm jealous.
Which is part of how we got such a good deal on it.
Andrew says, I had an idea for a guest travel post we could do.
Okay.
What's your idea? Well, while he's typing that.
Yes.
Be sure if you go to check out mountainroomescapes.com, if you're headed, he said, well, any of us can do it. What is it?
Okay.
Well, Mountain Room Escapes, my convention shirt.
That's funny.
Talking about going conventions. Yeah. That's a good article.
What is, Janelle and I have compiled a list of articles that she'll write and I'll write, and I will tell you convention is on the list, so.
People are always asking
what we
for
wear
tips.
To conventions specifically.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, mine.
I'm already getting prepared. I got a 6-pack of undershirts. I'm all about nice. The undershirts now.
Well, I'll tell you what would be fun is maybe when I do it, what I could
some
do is like get
interview.
Like little get
yeah.
like little samples.
Everybody's
like each, you know, get submissions of like a tip from here and there. Brendo's yeah. tip and Andrew's tip and whatnot.
He said, me, Cheryl, and David all realize we wear the same 1 or 2 shirts. I do have certain convention shirts.
Well, yeah, the certain fits that I like to have.
Well, then specific. I think you're also
and
talking
then,
about
yeah,
specific shirts.
Logos as well, yeah.
There's certain nerd shirts you can get away with wearing.
Yeah.
But Mountain River Skates is pretty awesome.
It is. They're doing well.
Big Bear.
Yeah.
They're pretty booked.
They've got...
if you're looking for a fun activity to do this summer.
They have like 5 or 6 employees now, so they're going to be actually running it while everyone in my family is on vacation. Well, so it will still be open while we're gone.
Well, use the code RadioBrendoMan at the ManRuskins.com for $5 off each ticket and a special exclusive gift
good
at the game.
Deal.
And also check out our friends Crude Inc. Etsy.com/shop/Crude Inc. for some cool vinyl artwork and upcoming appearances. We got July 19th through 23rd, San Diego Comic-Con. Should be hearing back pretty
Hopefully
soon.
Hopefully so, right?
Hope so.
Yes, yes.
Soon.
Very soon.
There's no tickets. There's no hotel rooms.
No, if you're not going there's already, nothing. Then oh well.
Comic-Con Palm Springs does have tickets and is still hotel rooms.
Yep.
August 25th through the 27th, I got my hotel room.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, because I don't want them. The stuff was around was already getting booked up.
Hmm.
So I jumped in. I did a booking so I can cancel it, but.
That's good.
I got
good.
That because I don't want to get shut out, you know, because mine is within walking distance this year.
Nice. That ours last year was, except it was too hot.
Even though it is, but I know where to park for free now.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Benview folks, we found a secret spot.
If you get there early enough, there's street parking.
There is, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And Stan Lee's also confirmed for San Diego Comic Con.
Really?
Just confirmed.
All right. He's going to be around.
Still going strong. Long Beach Comic Con is September 2nd through 3rd, which I'm going to be very busy that weekend because that's also Battle Los Angeles. So it's going to be a wrestling at night.
Man.
Convention during the day.
You'd be tired.
Situation. If I get tickets to Bola.
True.
So we'll see. I don't know. I'm back to getting shut out of every PWD show. We'll see.
Never know.
The next show, the tickets go on sale Tuesday. We'll see if I get those ones. That one's happening in July. No, June 16th is the PWG show.
Jamal's birthday.
And then there's the next PWG is July 7th, but I think I'm going to Brian's in Arizona that weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Because Brian wants me to come hang out before they have their baby.
Last hurrah.
I guess.
We went to a concert, a festival for my last hurrah.
We went on a giant road trip.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're doing. They went to see Brian Wilson.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was supposed to go, but then I had the wedding.
Well, it's important.
Brian took his dad.
That's cool. You like it?
And said they had a great time. He's very impressed with Blondie Chaplin, who like can still super shred on guitar.
Hmm.
And said it was great. I wasn't surprised. They extend the tour. They're playing, you know what we should get tickets to?
What's that?
In October, because he extended the tour. It sounds like he's having a good
Where
time.
Where's he playing in October?
Costa Mesa.
Oh.
So that's doable.
Where's that at?
The theater and some theater in Costa Mesa.
It's not the observatory, is it?
No, they're playing like at the fairgrounds or something.
Okay.
If it was at the observatory, I don't know.
I know that.
I don't think the old people could handle standing up.
No.
That's a stand up only venue. I don't think the target audience
could
handle that.
No, or being yelled at by the security all the time. Yeah.
Hey, don't you yell at me. There'd be like a dad riot.
Yeah. Dad riot. That's a good
Angry
name.
Men in Hawaiian shirts have taken over the observatory.
Dad riot.
October 6th through the 8th, LA Podfest.
Yeah.
They announced more shows.
It's going to be good. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too. All right. So you already talked about the Marmaduke.
Oh yeah.
You didn't write anything else.
I didn't write it down, but I can tell you about it. What? So, this week, I kind of mentioned earlier, it's the end of the year stuff is nuts. Janelle, has 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Kids have, it's 2.5 weeks.
Pack up her whole room?
No. The good thing is she gets to keep her same room.
That's good.
So she's got to pack it up to a certain degree.
Yeah, but not like pack it
all there
and move it out.
But the crazy part.
I still can't believe she went to a school where they had to like move their entire rooms.
Multiple times.
That's a freaking nightmare.
Multiple schools that she's working
at. That's not practical.
No, it's horrible.
That's a terrible thing to do to your teachers.
But when they don't have enough room, that's what happens.
Ugh.
But I have like a big thing coming up. It's not this weekend, but next weekend. We're doing a yard sale. And during that time, I'm cleaning out my garage and I'm going to inventory my sound system. Now, for those that don't know, I have a giant sound system that I use for many years. to do concerts and do sound for other events and stuff. It's good for about 3,000, 3,500 people, something like that. It's huge.
It can make a building shake.
It's enormous. Brendan could lay down inside the subs.
They're very large.
It's very large, and I haven't used that part of the sound system in probably eight years. I haven't used it since we moved to this house.
Yeah.
In Yucaipa. The last time I used it, I used to do sound for events at Biola. I mean,
I still feel like the last time we used the big subs was like Mock Rock 06.
It might be that long ago. I think
the last time we used the big subs was like 10 years ago. It's
probably so. I feel like I might have pulled them out for something at like Seacoast one time, but that again would be like 07 at the latest. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway.
I just got a note. You know how like, cause remember you used to like, well, you didn't, but so they used to be able to connect like any blog to Facebook and it would publish the posts as notes.
Okay.
So sometimes in my memories, there's notes and it's like old posts from Radio Brendo, from Brendoman.com. And one of them, I was complaining like, today I spent all day helping Phil clean graffiti off the trailer at Seacoast because he used to get graffiti all the time. Yep. And I was like, oh yeah, that was a thing that we used to do.
Oh, yep. I remember that. I went through so much of that, like, paint thinner, like, paint scrubbing thinner off stuff. That thing.
And I'm sure we, like, shortened our lives.
Well, probably.
From inhaling
it. They were, like, so irritating. Like, okay, I get it. You graffitied my trailer. Stop it. But it's time. I'm going to keep the medium sound system.
But it's just taking up space in your garage.
I have a 2-car garage, and I have about 1 car's worth completely full of the sound system. Because it's so big.
Yeah.
I don't use it, and it's a bummer, but I'm probably not going to anytime soon.
And for you to get rid of stuff, because you also have some sentimentality about this sound system.
Huge amount of sentimentality.
But it's a giant sound system that's just sitting in your garage.
And I have a potential buyer. I got to do an inventory to let
them know what I've got. You're about to go on vacation. That'd be a big help for you.
It is. I probably won't actually sell until I get back.
Yeah, but that would be a big help.
It'll help a lot. I don't know how much I'm going to get out of it, but I'm hoping for, you know, $1,000, $1,500 maybe. I bought it for $6,750 back in the day.
Well, you've definitely made.
But not only have I made more than that back on its own, I also sold the trailer for $900 a while back.
And we're talking about like a 20-year-old analog system.
Right, which it still works great. And if someone wants
everybody
that,
everybody wants
great,
digital
but
stuff
not
these days.
That, so.
Like your board is. It's an analog board.
It is. It's great. It works great.
It's fancy.
But
you're going to keep like the amplifiers and stuff or would you be
selling? I'm going to keep some of it. I'm going to keep enough stuff that I could run a show for, you know, 100 people.
Mm.
Or maybe even 200, you know. Like I can't imagine,
a wedding system.
Like a wedding. I could do a wedding with it. I could, you know, do a small concert and that's really the most I'm going to need probably at least in the immediate future. Mm. I used to, you know, that was kind of like my part-time job is doing sound stuff, but it's just, I don't have time for it as much anymore. And I don't have the trailer anymore to haul around the giant stuff, so it's kind of not practical.
And now it's whatever you can fit in your truck, and you definitely couldn't fit those giant subs in your truck.
So I'm keeping
one.
I
mean, you could probably fit like one of them.
I know, I could fit one or two at a time. Well, I could fit one at a time of
the big
one.
If you took the top off your truck.
Yeah, and I have done that before. Like, I've moved them
piece
by piece.
I remember we've done that a couple times.
When I couldn't
get
the trailer
in there. Pain in the butt.
So yeah, it's time. But let me tell you, there's a lot of sentimentality in attached.
Poor Phil.
It's emotional. But I actually am the one that suggested
over
it.
A speaker.
Janelle didn't ask for it, but I was just like talking to my brother, and I'm like, you know what? Do you think I could get money? And he's like, yeah, I think I got a guy. And I'm like, I think it's time. I think I'm ready. I want my garage back. I never had that garage.
Nope.
And I don't need it. I'm not using it.
It's just been sitting
there
taking up space.
There. It's sad.
And I know it's hard, but it's always been my philosophy. And you know, I like stuff. I'm not like anti-stuff. I'm not one of those weird minimalist people. It's my opinion that if something has been sitting in your house or in your garage or in your closet unused for more than 1 or 2 years, then you really need to evaluate, do you need this in your life? Because obviously, otherwise, what is it? It's just something you look at every once in a while.
Well, and that's the thing with this. It's like buried. Like I can't even look at it. Really,
it's just, you know, taking up space.
It is because it's large. I mean, I used to have a 20-foot trailer that it filled to the ceiling, front to back. So imagine that's all in my garage now, and It's just not practical, but it's emotional. After I said it out loud, everyone like, cause I said it, my family was hanging out and I was like, I think I'm ready to sell it. It was kind of like a hush came over the room. Like, did he just say what I think he just said? Like, you're really ready to let it go? And I'm like, yeah, I think it's time. And I don't think anyone was prepared to hear that, but it's time. Well, it's time.
I think I talked about this a little bit last time, but I officiated a wedding.
Yeah, that's right.
I read a Mark Twain quote that everybody liked.
Ooh, that's good.
It was because I went on the, I was just looking for like a wedding order.
Okay.
So I want to make sure I did everything.
Right.
You know, and, the, Universal Life Church actually has a script generator.
Really?
And it'll generate random readings.
Huh.
And based on your own criteria. And it spat out this Mark Twain reading that was actually really nice. Huh. So I'm like, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to use it.
So you're going to do an original one then for the next wedding you do, right? You're
not going to do the same thing. I'm not going to do the same one. Shada's like, if you want to read that same one, I'm like, I'll mix it up. There's going to be some same people. I don't want to.
Well, this little hacky. Yeah. This is Mark Twain.
But she also wants me to do, she wants me to do the Princess Bride opening.
Like Mowage?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
All right.
She said I want to do a funny voice.
Okay.
But she just wants me to start.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Yeah.
We had marriage buttons. At our wedding, so I mean, I don't know what I fully support mine. That.
I had one.
Probably have more somewhere.
I've also got Luke and Audrey buttons.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to my, I had a Luke magnet.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm always looking for more magnets so I can put pictures on my fridge.
They're out there somewhere.
Well, so I'm a wedding officiant. All right, see you later. Oh, Andrew's graduating from college tomorrow.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations, graduate.
You should get some sleep. Although this is what we did. I mean, not listen to podcasts, but stay up all night before our graduation. I definitely did not sleep. So you're in good company.
I remember my last night at Central, I was trying to pack up my dorm and I still didn't.
Yeah.
I ended up leaving a bunch of stuff and not getting my deposit back because I was just kind of like, screw it.
So basically how we always
And our was. Deposit was only $25. So I'm like, I don't need that $25 that bad. I left a ton of stuff in the closet.
Yeah.
I was such a little jerk.
You paid a $25 cleaning fee, basically.
I left like an old microwave, like a coffee maker. Cause I was like, one, I was like, everything I take, I'm taking to my mom's and she's gonna be mad. Cause everything I take back is my mom's gonna scrutinize. And then I'm leaving the country and I didn't know when and if I was ever coming back. So I had like zero attachment to anything.
Right.
And I left a ton of stuff. But I do that. Like I've left stuff in apartments.
Man.
Like I left the TV like at the, like an old like CRT, like at the La Palma place. I accidentally left a pair of shoes and I was super bummed about that because I had a BOGO on like, my Vans, and I had my BOGO pair because I'm like, I'm going to wear these for at least a year, if not more. And then I forgot that I had like stowed them away like in one of the closets. And I also left a bunch of old baseball cards. I mean, yeah, but sentimental value.
Because
there were ones that I had like separated in little packs on my own.
Yeah.
There was also a bunch of old goofy, talk about we could have had some fun. I had like a whole entire box of non-sports cards.
Oh, I still have that around. If you ever,
movie. I had like Goonies, I had a ton. The majority of them were Batman.
Nice.
And Terminator 2, I had a ton of Terminator 2 cards for some reason. I think I found like, I don't want to say, I think they were, okay, so we had a, did you ever have like a Sears outlet store?
It wasn't near us. Like I've been to one like later.
I think I've taken you by this old, there's this mall in Encinitas on the way to Lou's.
Yeah.
And the McDonald's is closed too, which is weird.
Huh.
Cause it was like the McDonald's, it's the McDonald's. And it was also the crazy thing about the McDonald's, I know I've said it before, was the drive-through was like in a separate room from the kitchen. So imagine there's like a hallway to the bathroom and there's some tables. And then there's like the kitchen on one side and then on the other side, there's the drive-through. So they're separated. It's not all together. So in order to get the food to the drive-through, there was this crazy, conveyor belt thing.
Yeah, I remember you talking
and the
about
food
this.
Would go through this conveyor belt. And my favorite thing to do was to sit on one of the tables and just sit up watching all the food go by. Belt. And I'm like, ooh, that guy got three milkshakes. And because this was also the day, because it would come, it wouldn't be bagged yet. It would just come in like a tray so you could see what they got. And then the guy in the drive-through place would then put it in like a bag.
It's probably like not sanitary.
It didn't make any sense.
Right?
But then like that whole McDonald's is gone now.
Man.
And which I never even heard of a McDonald's closing.
I mean, I guess it does happen.
I guess. I think it's just because, I don't know. That whole shopping center is kind of like, there's a Sprouts there where the Sears. So anyway, there was a Sears outlet in that mall and now it's a Sprouts, but it used to be a Sears outlet. And it was one of those things where like, the only time I feel like I ever went there was when my grandparents came to visit and they would always, cause my grandpa would always look for like, he would always find old like, cheap tools and like he was always looking for like computer stuff, like for his old weird computers. like TRS was Radio Shack, but he had some other ones that they only had at like Sears, and like so he would always be finding weird stuff there. And then my mom sometimes would take us there to get like clothes.
Right.
But like I remember going there with my grandparents because they would always let us pick something out, but you'd always be picking out from like janky whatever they had at like Sears outlet. And so, I don't know why I was talking about Sears Outlet.
Terminator card?
Oh, yeah. So, I think when they had, like, a selection of cards, I think they had, like, they probably had, like, a box of Terminator 2 cards for, like, $10. And I was like, yeah. And then, like, so, but, because it was always like, oh, they have WWF figures, but the only ones they have are, like, Vince McMahon and the announcer, like, Mean Gene Okerlund. It was never, like, an actual wrestler. So, like, I remember I had both Vince McMahon and Mean Gene Okerlund because my grandparents. And then it would be, like, Nintendo games, but, like, the best one would be, like, Shadowgate. And so, like,
Shadowgate's good. I mean,
for most people, though, I mean, for me, I was stoked, but, like, there was nothing my brother wanted.
Right.
So, like, I got to, and they'd be, like, $25, which at the time, that was a good deal. So it would be, like, janky Nintendo games and weird non-sports cards and, like, 1983 tops. Like, and then, like, in the 90s, they would have just, like, you know those, like, so remember there was the, I think they were called like rack packs, where it would be like a series of it would be like the long cellophane ones, where it would be like they would all be cellophane together in the little packs.
Yeah, yeah.
They had tons of those of 1986 tops, which I think are the most worthless baseball cards. I think think the two most worthless baseball card sets are 1986 tops and then 1990 tops, because 1990 was like the peak baseball card, like, we are just gonna make a billion baseball cards. And they aren't even worth the freaking, like, cardboard.
I have the complete set boxed mint of 87 through 91 tops.
Yeah.
And I priced them out and I think I could get, like, $50 for the lot.
You'd be real lucky.
I think I could.
I think, are they sealed?
The sealed?
That's probably, if they're sealed, you could probably get some buyers on that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have five sets. And I think I can get something like $10 each.
But you bought those thinking they were gonna be, our parents, we were all convinced we were gonna be millionaires. We were all convinced we were gonna be gajillionaires.
I have a pretty extensive baseball card collection. Oh, yeah. But again, I mean, the whole thing combined, I could probably get $60.
My album of cards is probably worth like $10.
Yeah.
And these are like, I spend years and like time and I was obsessed. All right, well, that's that discussion. I finished Anne's House of Dreams.
Man.
So I finished book 5.
You're flying.
Dude, okay. Anne's House of Dreams got like real dark for a minute.
Is that the one with the war?
Nope.
Okay.
But there's I can already tell, like, they're talking about, like, war's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
But Anne's House of Dreams is great. I love it, but it's where,
she's married to Gilbert.
Yeah. So married things happen.
Yeah.
And it's a little sad.
Yeah.
Sad married things happen. But it's also got the story of, what's the neighbor's name? Crap.
Which one? Rachel Lynn?
Nope. the neighbor at the
in the house there
next to House of Dreams. One that has, it's a really crazy story. I did not predict how it was going to end, where her husband, like, so she married really young to this older guy, and then he went off and she never thought he was going to come back because he's like a sailor. Cause this one, Captain Jim is in, he's the best part about Anne's House of Dreams, Captain Jim. So, cause it's a sailing town that they live in, and Gilbert's like the town doctor. And, I forgot her name. Cause she's like a major part of the series now. I think it's Sarah. I don't know. One of her new friends.
Okay.
And so then like her husband is found on like in Cuba or somewhere, but he can't remember and he has no memories and he's like feeble minded. So now she's like miserable cause she just has to take care of this like guy that she hates. And then like, crazy things happen after that.
Okay, okay.
And I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, but I remember.
But it's
the
like
story
a great
line.
Story. Cause I had no idea where it was going. Like I had an idea, but then it was like, whoa, some twists.
Now this is what's been fun. So we watched through the movies with the kids, like the Kevin Sullivan ones. And now we've been watching through Avonlea, the series that focuses on Sarah Stanley, but it's still in the same universe. Sorry. I've been really allergy. And the crazy part is a lot of the stories in Avonlea are pulled from the adventures of Anne and they just adapt them into these other characters. And so I'm reading through it. It also is very confusing time-wise because I'm like reading here and then this happens.
You're really
so I'm trying to remember like, was that in the show or did I read
what
that?
What book are you on right now?
I'm still on Anne of the Island.
It's when she's at college, right?
So it's when she's at the college, which is crazy because they skip over that whole entire thing in the movies. Huh. Like, it doesn't go until she teaches there.
Hmm.
So it jumps around a lot. And the whole romance with Gilbert is much more truncated in the movie. Like,
doesn't have, what's his face? Roy Gardner?
No, not in the movies.
Man, cause that's a great story.
It's very, but there's another guy though, shoot,
well, there's the other guy, Peter Sloan from Avonlea.
Yeah, but it's not the dad. I don't even know if.
And then there's the other guy who gets his sister to ask. Oh, because Jane Andrews is brother, so Jane asks her,
right.
And then she like humiliates him. So Jane's mom's horrible to Anne pretty much forever after that.
There's another one though where it's the father in the movie. It's the father of one of the students at the college, and I don't think that happens in the books, does it? Where he's like interested in her.
No.
I don't think that's in the book.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah. Like, and she's, I mean, he's, I don't know. I think he's in like his 40s and she's like 18 or something like that. So it's a little, but that's a whole, like the focus of the second movie is mostly that. I don't know. Maybe something like that does happen. No, but it doesn't make sense because she's married by then. So I'm pretty sure that was completely made up for the movie. But then a lot of the stories that are in the books are in the show. So
yeah, I finished Anne's House of Dreams. I also finished Comics 101. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. That's when you were reading about basic getting into comics. Yeah.
And then I'm reading Mouse Tales in the bathroom right now just because I had gotten it out to give to one of the people at work because I was talking. I found out the music teacher at the school I work at used to work at Hungry Bear, but he worked there like
before I did.
That's where he met his wife and like very typical Disney story. And so we were talking about Mouse Tales and cause I was like, that's one of the reasons why I worked there, you know, like I read it. So now I'm reading it again. It's such a great book. Like it's bonkers. it almost makes me nostalgic for like working there.
Right.
But it also reminds me of why it's horrible. So, you know, cause you know, this weekend we had our old Disney crew table at Monica's wedding. So we were all just swapping stories and it's always fun talking to them. And it does make me nostalgic about like those times. So maybe that's why I'm reading it again. I don't know. I also just need something to read on the toilet.
Gotta have a bathroom book.
And then I'm reading Anne of Ingleside. I'm already quite a few chapters in. And it does a big time jump because at the end of Anne's House of Dreams, they have their first child.
Yeah.
And Jim. And then they realize they have to move because their house is too small. So then when the friend leaves, into that, they move into her house. Oh no, they don't. They don't move into her house. Her friend leaves, and so her friend buys the House of Dreams as their summer home. So she knows it's still going to be
in good hands,
because that's her big worry, is like someone's going to take it and then like ruin it.
Right.
And so then they move into town in a big old house. Cause it's one of those, it definitely still is relevant. Like, oh, this house is for sale. It's only going to be on the market during this time. Like, who has it? Like, you know, we got to go now. We got to do it.
Yep.
And so, but then, so Anna, so that's where she moves to. She named the house. I also like the idea of naming your houses.
Yeah. I mean, I've never done it. We have the orchard, but that's like our yard.
Yeah.
I don't call our house that.
But she names all of her houses, and I like that.
David and Amber called their property the Hollow. So they named their, my parents' that's property, cool. They just call the property.
Well, this is, she moves into Ingleside, and it does a big time jump. There's a really big time jump because, well, I did find out that Anne of Ingleside was written way later.
Yeah, but it's like to fill in.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple like that where he filled in gaps. Yeah.
Cause, so this one starts and she has, Anne and Gilbert now have 5 children and a 6th is on the way. And it's really funny how all of these books, they kind of, cause I'd heard about those like stories about how like they couldn't say the word pregnant on like I Love Lucy. This is almost the same thing because they never straight up ever say that Anne is pregnant. They always kind of dance around it. Uh-huh. It's really weird. I think it's a parlance of the times that it was considered like naughty to talk about that stuff.
And if you remember, like we were talking about earlier, the American publisher was like really strict, and so he censored a lot of her stuff.
So
I don't know if that's different in the British one or not, but it might
you
be.
It seriously never says Anne is pregnant.
Yeah.
It always kind of, it's weird. And in this one, it's funny because they send Anne's had some problems in childbirth, so they send the kids away. And the story that I just read, this isn't really a spoiler. It's just a really sweet story where, their middle son, one of their sons, like, they send him to go live with some random people, and he, like, the kids that he's with, like, they're awful, and they basically tell her, like, your mom's dead. And like, so he immediately, like, in the middle of the night, just gets up and like walks home 6 miles and like almost dies.
Just to make sure.
And it's just really sweet. And like, it's really adorable. And
great series.
It's really good. I really like it. Oh, Gilbert's aunt is like living with him and is driving everyone crazy. And I also like all the callbacks, cause like I just got to where Rebecca Dew from Wendy Poplar's, comes to stay with him. Yeah, also little Elizabeth, who's not little anymore. And then you find out like what happens to like the twins and like just, these are characters you've like years and years worth.
Yeah.
Like it's really cool.
And there's still, so that's the 6th book, right?
This is book 6.
Yeah, 2 more.
2 more.
Davy and Dora?
Yeah.
They're not in the movies at all. They're only in Avonlea.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And like, Davy reminds me a lot of the Great Brain, like, series.
Yeah.
Like, his whole, all his adventures.
Yep.
When he has, like, the, cause you know, like, what's the kid that, like, Anne, like, really likes?
The one
Patrick?
That, like, his dad comes home.
Yeah. Is it, like, Patrick? No.
But
I love how Davy's always trying to be like him.
Right, right.
And like, it's kind of, they got that rivalry for Anne's, like, affections, basically.
Yeah. And he wants to be, that's his motivation to be good.
To be
like,
good.
Be as good as him.
Yeah.
What is his name? I can think of it as like Jimmy, but it's not Jimmy. He's the one that has the rock people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, none of that's in the movies.
Oh man.
But some of that makes it in the Avonlea show, so it's kind of fun.
So yeah, so that's what I'm reading. We're out of time.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So you're currently reading Anne of the Island.
So I'm on Anne of the Island, yeah.
Don't forget to check out the Radio Breno Man playlist, bit.ly/Radio Breno Man. I got to add some new tracks in there. Because I've been
some
listening.
Summer tracks.
Well, the new Amy Man is amazing. I think we were talking about this. And also, Awesome Mix Volume 2. Still, I got Spotify Premium because I was tired of listening to commercials while I was playing on. Because you know how I figured out a way to, if you do the player, the web player, not the app, but the web player, which is listen.spotify.com or something, in the browser. And if your browser is running ad block, you won't get any commercials. But I kind of felt bad because I'm like, this is basically stealing.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And, but then when you do it through PlayStation, I couldn't do that. So I still listen to ads. And so it just kind of would take me out of like, cause I play Diablo 3 and I'm listening to music. And then all of a sudden it would be like that freaking, what is it? That Lowe's, ding, 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 that Lowe's commercial.
Yeah.
And I'm like, or like they have a lot of commercials about like DirecTV and stuff like cable. And like, I'm just like, I don't need to hear about any of this garbage. And so, and also, oh, it's all the place trying to get you to get that PlayStation View. Which is their TV service.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so I finally, they had a deal where it was 3 months for $9.99 and then $9.99 a month after. And I figure I buy like a CD a month.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's true. If you're going to use it, that's not a bad price.
And it's got everything I could ever want. And also no commercials means like, and you can skip around all you want. Cause you know, like on normal Spotify, you get like six skips before it's like they pop in a commercial. Yeah. And.
You know what? I can skip on all the time and never get ads. It's my CDs.
Yeah, but this way I have it all and I don't have to pull out CDs and... You
get to pull out CDs.
Oh my gosh. We're not going to have this discussion.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, I'm excited about it. That's where we're at. I think we need to do... I definitely think it's time.
It's time.
It's Marmaduke time.
It is. And after last week's, I mean,
we're
going
to need to do like a special TV talk episode or something.
We are. Cause
like a 20
shows like wrapped
show
up.
Wrap up.
Yeah. Cause there's been some good stuff.
I still haven't watched the new, I haven't watched the season finale Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
It's good.
With Ghost Rider?
Yeah. It's Man. Cool. It's very cool. I don't want to spoil it, but
right.
I feel like they pulled it off. What I was
Did
not
you watch
sure about
the
this
season finale of Goldberg's?
I did, yeah. The Graduation.
It's really good.
Watch that.
Kevin Smith. Another great job.
It was great.
Kevin Smith did two great episodes.
That one was very, like, very much a tearjerker.
Oh,
one.
Well.
I mean, it's the whole thing. He doesn't want to let it, she doesn't want to let her daughter go off to college. I mean, and then the daughter realizes how much she
even,
doesn't want to leave home.
I know you got a long time.
I refuse to even think about it. Like, I can't, I have to block off. That part of my brain. I can't do it.
I mean, we say this a lot about the Goldbergs, but I just love when they show like the real stuff.
Oh yeah.
And also the whole thing with Police Academy, because it's very true. Like you're either yay Police Academy or your Police Academy is the worst thing ever. And I love that his old girlfriend showed up and was like, this is awful.
This is not happening.
And his new girlfriend who is amazing and she's there by herself to watch Police Academy 5 Assigned in Miami Beach, which might be the worst one.
Right.
No, 6. Although six is where they kind of got goofy again, but I feel like everything without Steve Guttenberg, when they had that new guy trying to be the new Tackleberry,
yeah.
or the new Mahoney, it just wasn't as good.
I couldn't tell the difference between any past four. I know the first four.
But I love when I like when they were arguing about which, cause we've definitely had those conversations. Yeah. But the answer is definitely Citizens on Patrol.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yama, 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 yama.
Yeah. Oh, that was also, man, this is where my brother and me is just like, cause they also had the same argument. They were like, there is no argument. The answer is Citizens on Patrol.
Got David Spade and Tony
No, I don't think it was. It was something else. It wasn't My Brother, Mother, Brother, and Me. What was it where they were talking about it? I don't know.
No.
But again, Police Academy is one of the very polarizing.
Yes.
And I feel like, but if you were a certain age at a certain time, it's what bonds us together.
Yep.
I know that was one of the things that we bonded over.
Totally like, stupid, but
they are
fun.
The stupidest movies.
Like, it doesn't get stupider, but it's just fun.
But my brother and I, we would watch those. I'm pretty sure I've seen all the, like, definitely the first four, like, hundreds of times.
Yeah. They're fun.
Cause they were always playing on TV. They were also a frequent rental because, I don't know, like, they were just one of those things that I just rented a lot.
And because they were on TV, that's where we had the incident at Biola where I didn't
realize.
I didn't know, like, the first one is super
dirty. The first one is super dirty. Me either.
Cause we watched the later ones, which are totally, like,
just
cheesy.
Dumb.
And then I've seen the first one on TV, which was edited. And so we busted that out and watched it in the lobby. We're like, oh, this is really dirty.
Yeah.
And from then on, Matt called it Police Anatomy. And now it's time for Marmaduke.
It's Marmaduke time.
All right. Here we go. After last week's. All right. Phil's outside. With Marmaduke and the newspaper boy is driving by on his bike and he's throwing it towards him And Marmaduke is looking at the paper, and Phil says, "Marmaduke, fetch." And then Marmaduke jumps out and grabs the newspaper.
Marmaduke is, again, ginormous.
Absolutely. I mean.
Well, I think there's some perspective.
There's a little perspective there, but even like compared to Phil, he's pretty big.
Yeah. He's at least two Phil arm lengths.
At least. Long. Yeah. Then Phil says, "I've been giving him lessons." And Marmaduke catches the newspaper in his mouth. And Dot's got like a really weird look on her face. And he says, "All it takes is a little discipline." And then Marmaduke brings it back. Now, we know this is going to go bad because Marmaduke will not be disciplined or controlled. "Give me the paper, fella." "I said give me the paper." And look at that face. Like, all of a sudden, he's like demon
Marmaduke's
face.
Head is bigger than Phil's head.
Yeah. And now, like, Phil's got, like, this, like, demon face. Like, "Give me that paper."
He turned back into the Joker a little bit.
And then look at Marmaduke starting to get evil. He's got evil eyes.
They're doing the, like, stare down.
Controlling, like, trying to force control. And then rip. And then Marmaduke has completely shredded it. He looks all angry.
He basically killed Phil.
And Phil's like laying down on his back. Like, I mean.
He's in shock.
He's like flat down on the cement. And Dot is leaning over him, screaming in his face. And she says, "Okay, fella, go buy another paper, fella."
Is she yelling that to Phil?
We don't know. Because she's pointing at Marmaduke and she's yelling in Phil's face. And Marmaduke, I mean, look at that. He's now grown, sitting down.
Marmaduke
taller
is
than
like,
Dot.
Marmaduke looks like he's like regurgitating. Marmaduke looks possessed.
He's like he's eating him. And that's like in The Exorcist, he's like spewing something out.
He's like just spewing newspaper. But like this like weird, crazy stare down.
I'm telling you, that's where their spirits are like trying to control each other. And Phil loses, obviously. I mean, yeah.
Man.
Marmaduke.
Well,
hope we get that brick.
Hope we get that brick.
You know what's going to happen? Is this going to come and be on hold in the mailbox post office for a month?
Oh, crap.
Yeah. If it doesn't come, like, within the next 3 weeks. I'm afraid, like, I can put your address on there, but by the time I change that, who knows if it'll ever get to us. So, I don't know. Hopefully it comes in the next 3 weeks.
It's not.
But I don't know how long it takes, because they just ordered it. And then what if the post office loses it?
They're not going to lose it.
I don't know.
You can't think that negatively.
I know. But our post office has given me cause for a little bit of skepticism. That's all I'm saying. All
right. Well, everybody go to RadioBrendo.com and click that Amazon banner.
Yes, please.
And do all that stuff.
Buy
check
all
out,
the things.
Rate, review, subscribe, as always. We need more reviews. We haven't gotten any in a long time.
Review it.
We'll read them.
We will. Review it and give us some stars. As many as you feel like we're worthy of.
Yeah, we need some more of that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And tell your friends. If you got friends that are like, "I would really like to listen to a podcast where guys talk about comic books from things that people don't care about, like Marmaduke," and
that's right.
Talk about Punky Brewster at length.
And old Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
What is this episode called?
This one is called,
I forgot what we talked about.
I don't know.
Was this the one where we talked about Punky at length?
I think that was the last one.
Yeah. I don't even know.
What did we talk about? What have we been talking about for an hour?
I'll come up with this one.
All right.
Phil forgot what we talked about.
Phil forgot, yeah. And we talked a lot about Anne.
Yeah.
But I don't have any, like, clever things for it. Anne's House of Brendo. All right, that's good.
That's so stupid.
I think that's perfect.
Oh, my House of Brendos.
Oh, Gilbert, thought I was dreamed. A House of Brendos of my very own.
What would a House of Brendos look like?
Blah, 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 and she'd have her very own kitchen Brendo. Kitchen Brendo, bring me the current wine.
Instead of Susan, they have Brendo.
Yeah, they have a Brendo. A hired Brendo. You work the farm.
I like that it's not, because I was worried we were going to get into like a Downton Abbey type thing, but like Susan's just part of the family.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the way, like with other people, like they're hired kids.
Canadians aren't like jerks.
Yeah, exactly. Like with the,
there's no upstairs, downstairs.
Charlotte the Fourth, remember? Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
But
where they're just like part of the
family. There was a thing that where like, at certain places, like some of like the more upper crusty people got mad if the help was eating with the family.
Yeah.
But
that was usually the people that we were supposed to kind of think is.
They're like Gilbert's aunt, for instance. Yeah.
Well,
and, yeah.
Anne's House of Brendos would be, I would read that. I think it's perfect. I'm rooting for that one.
Captain Brendo.
Captain Brendo, yes.
What if that was your job, was to run a lighthouse?
I think it'd be really cool.
I'd get scared.
I've seen enough lighthouses that it just would be a cool place to live. Sometimes they're like on an island or like,
I think I'd get a little freaked out.
But why? It'd be rad.
So you're by yourself.
You could have a family. Lighthouse. You could have a family.
Captain Jim was all by himself.
Well, it could be.
And he had the first mate, was his cat.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool.
A lot of lighthouses are spooky.
Well, if you had a house of Brendos, it wouldn't be spooky at all.
Now I have to go to Prince Edward Island and I can go see the House of Brendos. The House of
Brendos. Oh, do you want to go there?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not cheap.
Now?
Because I was thinking, like, even if... Because then I started looking at, like, hotels and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
even if you get there. Yeah. Because they know. I think they're catering to the audience of people that are willing to spend money to go see Anne's stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, once again, RadioBrendo.com and BenVNetwork.com for all the other BenV Network shows. MBWS is a thing.
That is a thing.
We'll definitely, hopefully be doing some more this summer. Also, Popsicles return at some point, maybe.
Some point coming soon to a internet near you.
Mandarin Own Show, you're going strong. Alex P. Keaton, you got to finish your season.
That's right. We'll get it done.
What would we do, baby?
Without the rest of our season, it would be bad.
Got to finish those episodes.
We're getting them in there before I leave, because we got to.
Got to get our... I don't know the rest of the words of that song.
Without us, shalala.
There ain't no nothing.
We can't love each other through.
We can't finish our episodes through. What would we do, baby, without this podcast?
Shalala.
All right, well, for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody. And John Gubang Do.
friends.
I'm Emily.
I'm Andrew.
Made a deal.
I would do a minute podcast on a movie.
What movie would you do it on?
What if we count to three, and at three we both say the name of the movie, and if it is somehow the same movie...
Three, two, one.
Super Mario Brothers!
The Super Mario Brothers Minute. 2 episodes a week. Benview Network.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.